Okay, let's talk about Lycanthrope.
Hello, Miss Ada Claire. We've never met before. You're sweet as any Claire. And lovely to the core. Hey, will you marry me? Though we are orphans both, I'll pledge my love to thee and take the marriage oath. Let our lives be intertwined. Troubled days are far behind. We've survived them all alone. Let not our love be postponed.
So I thought it was interesting that he kind of varied up his sound a little bit. So now he's got some MIDI vocal patches with both male and female voices doing some sort of vocal chorus thingy, which I think sounds kind of cool. It does remind me a little bit of the HBO intro, where at the end after the static it goes, So every time this came on, I'm like, oh, am I listening to HBO? So that's just me. You know, and we think about the Ouijaverse and we think about the concurrent challenges that happen for Agony Sauce and Vowel Sounds throughout the song, but I don't know if we really realize that I think Lycanthrope has written a Bleak House theme song for every round, or maybe he missed one round when he was on vacation in Iceland. But, you know, so it's also really cool that he's keeping this up. And this is, you know, a song about another Bleak House character.
Yeah, I thought that this was pulling it together. I thought this was the end of the Bleak House suite.
I think, you know, I looked at the cliff notes for Bleak House, so I cheated a little bit. So Ada Claire is, I guess, a minor character who I think this song is about. But, you know, Dickens is a crafty guy. So Ada Claire apparently is what they call a parallel character with the lead character, who is the heroine of the show, Esther Summerson. So they both are orphans. They're both, you know, described as being beauties. They're both, you know, play toys for men, ostensibly. But yeah, she's a minor character, and she's like, you know, a parallel character. She's apparently also a foil for... Oh, God. I wish I would have taken better notes. But according to the cliff notes, she represents normalcy. And she is like, even though she is a minor character, she's supposed to show how she is the normal one and how her foil is actually abnormal. And she is described as a blonde, blue-eyed beauty throughout the book, which is, I guess, kind of interesting.
Which is what we should all aspire to.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
No. Terrible. Sorry.
Terrible. Just edit all of that out, because that was terrible. So, yeah.
Cliff notes. I blame you.
I wish I had more to say about Lycanthrope's song than I did about the subject matter itself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does use a really nice sounding harp sample this time around. And that tambourine, the use of the tambourine was nice. And the song itself was, you know, it was pretty mellow and laid back. The tempo is a little lower, slower, which works, I think, really well. I think the melody that he's going for is good. I think he doesn't hit a bunch of those notes again. And I think the mixing and the panning is really good, too. That really appealed to me. Like, I think he was making some choices there that worked really, really well. He also uses a bit of that muted guitar sound again, too. And I know you like that. So, yeah.